Russell, thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Wonderful. Great to be here.
I'm so excited because I think we're all going to make a ton of money from the Brexit vote, but we don't have to spend it on vacation. We can vacation like a king and still be on a pauper's budget. I love that. Give me some examples of how that can be done.
Well, you know what? That's a great example of what we're seeing in the news right now. Actually, the pound just fell to about a 31-year low is what I had read. An early market indicator showed just a 10% automatic jump in the U.S. dollar against the pound. And if you do go to Britain, some ways that you can really multiply your savings above and beyond that, during the summer season, there's a lot of inexpensive alternatives to hotels you can consider. For example, University of London has empty dormitories this summer, and they actually offer a bed and breakfast. Last year, it was £35 a night at the University of London's dormitory, for example, which is only a few stops on the tube from the West End Thayer District. So by looking at inexpensive alternatives, you can really multiply your savings above and beyond that big currency jump that we just found out about this morning.
Well, I can't believe the coincidence of the example that we're using. Just had a gal stop by the station yesterday. She's a huge Black Sabbath fan, and they are doing their final tour with Ozzy in London, and she was able to find $59 a night to stay proximate to the venue. Now, is this the way the world is today? Wherever we think it's cost prohibitive, look closer, and you can find these things. It's very inspiring to people who, as you direct in your title there, stop dreaming and start traveling because you can.
Well, you know what? A recent TripAdvisor survey showed that one in three travelers expects to actually have to pay more to travel this summer, or this was the case heading into the summer season. And even despite that, some feel that they're going to be traveling less and spending more. But the truth is that really doesn't have to be the case. And you can travel anywhere inexpensively. It's not about where you go. People often ask me, where should I go to travel inexpensively? And you can do that anywhere. It's just about how you travel. That's the real secret. So we spoke about inexpensive alternatives to hotels. There's ways to get around roaming fees, ways to get around having to pay the going rate. Just on the currency note, look at places where we do have a strong currency advantage. And like, for example, if you wanted to go to the Caribbean, a lot of the touristy areas are pegged to the U.S. dollar. Instead, you can go to Southeast Asia, where you've got some of the lowest currencies in the world. Vietnam, one U.S. dollar will give you 15,000 Vietnamese dong. And you can pretty much spend a year there for what you would pay for your monthly cost of living in the United States.
I mean, that's extraordinary.
I was out there last year in the Philippines and just couldn't believe how inexpensive it was compared to, for example, when I go to the Caribbean.
Extraordinary. And I know what some folks are going to say. Oh, okay, right. Maybe I'm going to save money. But in order to save money, am I going to hate where I stay? If I get the affordable accommodations that you and your guests are talking about, Ed, am I going to get there and be terrified of the neighborhood I'm in? I mean, your example about the dormitories in the summer, I think, would allay that fear. But when you're looking for bargains, as you just pointed out, maybe in Southeast Asia, how can you know, or how can you set your expectations, I guess is a better way to say it, about quality and comfort?
Well, you know, you can stay at the Fairmont or the Ritz-Carlton for less than the person down the hall from you, actually. If you work for a company, for example, that has a corporate travel agent, quite often you get 10 to 15% off its corporate rates. These companies often encourage you to book your personal travel through them, or you just have to pay the booking fee out of pocket, and quite often that's just a few dollars and cents for that difference that you're getting. Something else, I found Priceline's name your own price feature does often offer superior rates to what you find elsewhere, but the thing is, they don't tell you the best fare, and you have to bid what you're willing to pay, and if they accept it, they charge your card to a non-refundable booking, and they split anything you pay above the base fare with the hotel. So instead, I use a Visa prepaid gift card with a $2 balance, and if it accepts it, it says we couldn't charge your card, and then I know, okay, I could have got a better price, and I keep dropping my bid until it rejects it, and I come back and pay with my credit card and not a penny more.
Wow. You are a magician a little bit. The book is called Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. So is there a lot of homework Are there techniques that need to be applied? I mean, that was a great one you just shared with us. But is that the key to this, that you've really got to apply yourself? And if you do it ahead of the trip in the planning stages, your budget will reflect significant discount.
Well, you know, planning is everything, and it doesn't have to be a lot of work. You know, if you're not careful, it could turn into a full-time job, just scouring the internet for hours on end. You don't have to do that. Simply and easily, what I do is, there's a few newsletters that I sign up to that continuously impress me every week with phenomenal travel deals. It takes me a few seconds to scour through them. If there's nothing that you like, you just hit delete, and the following week, you get more. So one example is Sherman's Travel has about 3 million subscribers to their newsletter. Every Wednesday, they got their top 25 travel deals, and they go through thousands of deals, pick their top 25. And one, for example, just this Wednesday that I got, Ireland, 6 nights, including air, stays in castles, and car rental for $899 this summer. And that's out of a number of different U.S. cities. And the thing is, it just takes a few seconds. You scroll through it. If there's nothing you like, you delete it, and then you look through the next week's deals.
Unbelievable. I mean, it really is. It's staggering what you say. I'm looking at the website breakthetravelbarrier.com. What's the thrust here? Are you teaching people? Are you demonstrating? How can people start to pick up on some of what you talk about in the book and some of the items that we're discussing right now?
Well, you know, I used to feel I couldn't afford to travel much and thought I had to settle for taking one big trip a year, would spend months saving up, spend a few more months paying off the balance when I got back. And, you know, I thought that I just couldn't afford to travel much. But ironically, my day job was to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. So I work in lean management. And I said, I got to be able to apply lean principles to leverage all the best travel resources together to quickly and easily get the best and least expensive fares. And that's what the website does. It shows you how to leverage different websites to beat the best online fare. There's a blog that'll show you, for example, all your options so that you don't have to pay roaming fees again, and it shows you how to leverage everything to really slash the cost of the flight, accommodations, get around the checked bag fees, and not have to pay roaming fees on each and every trip.
That's amazing. Now, here's something very provocative on the page. It says, stay in fully furnished luxury condos for less than the cost of a hostel. That sounds almost too good to be true. Help me understand how that's possible.
Well, you know what? Every winter, there's travel shows in most major cities in the United States. And every time I go to a travel show, I notice that the exhibitors always have these little contests if you put your business card. And a lot of the timeshare operators, what they do is they call you afterward. I've never won the prizes being offered at the travel shows, but I always get these calls with invitations to go stay at their resort inexpensively for a few nights to attend a timeshare sales presentation. And I just went to one of them in Puerto Vallarta in the month of April, and I paid $20 a night for 5 nights, and had to go to a timeshare sales pitch. They were very professional, was really liked what I saw, but decided not to purchase an ownership package. And I've been doing this at least once a year for the last 10 years, and there's no reason you can't do the same.
Wow. You know, we've talked about a lot of the do's. Give me one or two don'ts so you don't accidentally wind up having an expensive mistake when you're traveling.
Well, you know, one of the most expensive mistakes we make is, ironically, the first decision you make when planning your trip. It's where and when you decide to go. So people often come and say, I'm dead set on this destination. How can I save money? I want to go to this place on these dates. And right there, you've locked yourself in where you don't have many options. So that's the don't. And the do around that is to have a long-term travel plan of maybe the top 10 places you want to visit. Prioritize those that are least expensive to visit today, places where you have the currency advantage, for example. Maybe you've got friends and family that you can stay with. And those opportunities, maybe to visit friends that are temporarily somewhere that won't be there for long. So take advantage of those opportunities while you can.
Awesome. Listen, two websites here, breakthetravelbarrier.com and stopdreamingstarttraveling.com. And the book is The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. You're awesome. I mean, we only spent a few minutes and you saved us thousands and you put us in a great mood because now we know we can go to exciting places and still be on that ultra, ultra discount budget. I look forward to having you back because I'll tell you what, now that we've met, this comes up all the time. So I look forward to using you as a resource for our listening audience across America. But thank you so much for this first visit. It was really terrific.
Pleasure's all mine. Happy travels this summer.
Indeed. Take care. Wow. Russell Hannon on Starcom Radio Network. Get a hold of the book, Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less.